Yeah, next week is fine. That's cool. Yeah. Okay, no worries. I'll see you later. Oh, hey, yeah, sure. Yeah, I've got a minute. Can we talk on the way to the lecture hall? Okay, great. You look very energetic, considering it's a Monday morning. Good weekend, I take it? Good. So, what's up? Yeah. Yes. Okay, sure, yeah. Well, the essay isn't due for another 2 weeks, so you've still got plenty of time. There's no need to get anxious just yet. I mean, I'd be surprised if most of the other students had even started planning it yet. Have you developed your outline? Okay, well, so what's the big deal? Just head to the library and start reading and you'll figure it out. There's no need to worry. Not yet. Come on, let's take the elevator up. Look, last time you handed in an essay, it was 3,000 words longer than the minimum requirement. I get that you're desperate to impress, and you have a lot to say, but you also need to understand the importance of editing. Your mark would have been much better last time if you had just pared your essay down to the required amount, just 3,000 words. And if you focused more tightly on the key issues, you're trying to do too much. It's admirable, but it's not working. And if it's got you stressed with 2 weeks before the deadline, then it's a bad approach. What the hell? Why aren't the doors closing? What's wrong with this thing? There we go. You've got to learn the value of keeping it concise. Focused. You can't just throw everything you've got at the wall and hope that some of it sticks. And also, you've got to learn that you will write better when you're not stressed out. So you have to find a way to put less pressure on yourself. Oh, what is wrong with this thing? The doors are closed, but it's not moving. Yeah, the button is pressed. Yeah, and... Oh, okay, there we go. And honestly, no lecturer enjoys picking up an essay that's twice the required length. We don't think, oh my god, look how much this young genius has to say on the subject. We think, I've got another dozen essays to read after this, and now it's going to be another 25 minutes before I can start making dinner. Oh, shit, what is that? No, we're not moving anymore. Oh, crap, I think we're stuck. Great. No, the buttons aren't doing anything. Here, I'll press the emergency button. It should connect us to the building maintenance team. Hey, yeah... Hello, we're in the elevator in building 6, and it appears to be stuck between floors 3 and 4. Is someone able to investigate? Okay. Alright, thank you. Yeah, we'll sit tight for now. Okay, thanks. Great. If it's gonna be longer than 5 minutes, we're gonna be late for the lecture. Hey, are you okay? No, I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's okay. We're safe. They just need to get it moving again. Yeah, it'll be fine, really. I've been stuck in elevators before. It doesn't usually last long. They're built with lots of security measures and redundancies. It'll be fine. So, anyway, look. Keep it concise, get to the point, and if you need to edit it down, don't be afraid to be brutal. It's tough, but it pays off, okay? Just... think smaller and you'll be less stressed. Hey, was that seriously all that you wanted to ask me about? Well, you just seemed a little nervous when you approached me. I thought there might be something else. Yeah? Okay, well, what else is up? Yeah, of course. We might be here for a while, so just go ahead and ask. Really? A party at your place this weekend? Well, that's very considerate of you, but... you know, it's not usually considered appropriate for faculty to fraternize with students like that. It can create something of a conflict of interest. I'll have to politely decline, but I do appreciate you asking. Is it going to be a big one? Wow, okay. Is it your birthday or... Oh, it is. On the actual day. This Saturday. Oh, okay, on the Sunday. Right, okay. Well, yeah. Is that why you looked nervous? About asking me to come and hang out at your party? Why would it make you nervous? I mean, why would you even want me there in the first place? I don't think your friends would feel that comfortable having their lecturer hanging around while they're trying to twerk or play beer pong or whatever students are doing these days. Okay, yeah, well, whatever. Huh. It's okay, you don't have to say it. I think we both know. It's the same reason you try to impress me with your huge essays. The same reason you're always sitting front and center in my lectures. It's okay, don't look so worried. I don't mind. It's not the first time a student has had a crush. They're often a little bit more subtle about it, but your eagerness is kind of endearing. You're allowed to say something, you know. There's cameras in here, but no one's listening. It's just you and me. Maybe we're kind of lucky to have some time to ourselves. It's not often I find myself in a situation like this with a student, where it's just the two of us, able to speak so freely. We might as well, we could still be stuck in here for a while. Oh, is that right? Well, you say that you don't have a crush on me, but, how should I say this? If you're going to talk with your friends about which members of faculty you find the most attractive, maybe you should be careful about where you do it. For instance, you might not want to talk so loudly beneath the open window of the faculty lounge, like you did a few weeks ago. Yes, it's in Building 2. Some of the things you said were pretty, indiscreet. And, well, I'll just say, I was flattered to know my students think of me that way. And it was lucky no one else heard. Some of the older members of faculty might have been offended by the kind of language you guys were using. The way you guys were talking, you could have had steam shooting out of their ears. Oh, you look like you might faint. Is that just the stress of being trapped in the elevator? Okay, well, definitely not the elevator then. It's okay, don't worry. If you fell, I would catch you. I'd look after you. Okay, well, nice of you to admit that you do have a crush. I appreciate the honesty. Honesty is how people become close, and I'll keep your secret. No problem, you're welcome. I want you to feel comfortable and relaxed. I don't mind the things you said about me. I haven't told anyone else. Some things are so much more exciting when they're a secret. Don't you think? Maybe a little more honesty between us wouldn't be such a bad thing. You're a funny one, you know that? I do enjoy teaching you. Obviously, it would be frowned upon for a lecturer to tell a student that he finds them attractive, but being around you isn't exactly a chore, let's put it that way. So I really am flattered that you'd have a crush on me. Although, I do still worry that you're putting yourself under too much pressure. I know being a student is hard, but there are ways to make it easier. Not that there's anything wrong with things being hard. Things are always going to be hard around someone as cute as you. And to be honest, being a lecturer is no walk in the park either. There are times I could definitely use a friend. One that's fun to be around. And easy on the eye. You have a really beautiful body. You know that? I hope you don't mind me saying so. Look, I won't be able to attend your party, but after this lecture, if we ever get out of here and make it there, I'll be going to my office. I'll be working there for a few hours. I've got quite a lot to do, but I definitely wouldn't mind a visitor. Maybe we could talk more seriously about ways for us to reduce stress levels in our lives. Which, I think are only going to get worse if we're trapped in this elevator for too much longer. We're definitely going to be late for this lecture. I wonder what an entire hall full of people will think if they see us walking in together late at the same time. They'll probably think there's something going on between us. Tongues would really get wagging if I'm always seen with the prettiest student in the university, so how about you make sure that you keep things discreet when you visit later? Good. You really are a good student, you know? So clever and so dedicated. I think there could be something very rewarding for us both if I were to take you under my wing. You have so much potential. You just need a mentor to help you realize it. Would you like that? Good. Because I would too. All right, here we go. And they must have it fixed. You know, you might want to wipe your brow. You're sweating. It's okay, don't apologize. You're cute even when you're flustered. And I think now that we're friends, there's no need to apologize for silly little things like that. Okay? Okay. All right, cutie. Time to put on a professional face and get to class. I want to see you front and center again this time, like always, okay? Okay, come on.